Nolte, Disney snubs Hispanic woke Side Story star Rachel Zegler, no Oscar invite. By John Nolte on March 21, 2022. Rachel Zegler, Hispanic star of the box office flop woke Side Story, wasn't invited by Disney to the Oscars, which is now another controversy for a company buried in them. Whatever your thoughts on director Steven Spielberg's box office catastrophe, it has been nominated for Best Picture, and when you are the star of a movie nominated for Best Picture, you are supposed to be invited to the Oscars. Rachel Zegler herself was not nominated, but that doesn't matter. Each studio is given X number of Oscar tickets each year. Disney, the most powerful studio by a mile, probably got fistfuls, and they still snubbed the star of their Best Picture nominee. This is not a good look, and Zegler is not happy about it. I have tried it all, but it doesn't seem to be happening, Zegler wrote in the comments section of her latest Instagram post. I hope some last-minute miracle occurs and I can celebrate our film in person, but hey, that's how it goes sometimes, I guess. I'm disappointed, too. But that's okay. So proud of our movie. After fans of the rising movie star deemed the alleged snub immensely bogus and unfair, Zegler vowed to root for West Side Story from my couch and be proud of the work we so tirelessly did 3 years ago. That's what you call an unforced error committed by a company already under siege. Because Disney appears to hire a disproportionate number of sex criminals, perverts, and people who want schools to groom prepubescent kids, Disney's already dealing with an internal revolt for not being strident enough in opposing Florida's Don't Groom Little Kids in School bill. Additionally, Disney just added some same-sex sex to its latest Pixar offering, to a children's cartoon, which puts its box office prospects at risk. No sane parent will want Buzz Lightyear bursting their child's innocence or introducing them to sexual confusion. We're supposed to protect the innocence of children, not shatter it as early as possible. Disney's theme parks are also facing a litany of critical media. What was once a family destination is now so overpriced, only the wealthy can afford what used to be a rite of passage for most Americans, a trip to Disneyland or Disney World. Worse still, is Disney's cozy relationship with China's genocidal Nazis. A company that once epitomized innocence, fantasy, escapism, and wholesomeness is now advocating the sexual grooming of grade school kids, deliberately exposing little kids to sexual confusion, greedily increasing prices to snub the middle and working class, and climbing into bed with Nazis. On the flip side, Disney can't even get the easy stuff correct, like inviting the Hispanic star of their Best Picture nominee. Not only is it the right thing to do, but in the era of the woke Gestapo, it's a no-brainer way to avoid an avoidable scandal. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.